Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And today we are joined by a very talented young lady who is originally from San Francisco. And she is with us today to talk about a brand new EP that's titled Barry. We'd like to welcome Rozzy to the Voice of America and to Border Crossings. It's nice to have you.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, we welcome you to the Voice of America, and we're broadcasting now to about 100 different countries around the world in many different languages. And so some people are meeting you for the first time. Some people know you very well for all of your music. Now, you began as a backup singer for Don Henley out of high school. How did that happen? How's that come about?
Yeah. So it was my freshman year of college, I guess. I was a background singer for Sergio Mendez and for Don Henley, both incredible. I went to music school, and some of my teachers recommended me for the gig. So that was an amazing experience because I had never been on tour. I didn't know anything, basically.
So what did you learn as a backup singer? What did that teach you that you apply now in what you do?
Yeah, I mean, one thing was like, you know, as the lead singer, normally, it was nice to know what it's like to be in the band and have to kind of see what that feels like to be kind of on the other side. I think it helped me as a leader later. I mean, Sergio Mendez was so challenging on my voice. It was so different from anything I'd ever done. I also don't speak Portuguese. I mean, I had to sing in Portuguese, but I don't speak it. So I learned a lot that way. And then Don Henley was just, he was just so committed to perfection in a way that was really inspiring to me. And I was, you know, just starting.
Well, you've been surrounded by some big name stars who've kind of been a part of your career, your journey so far. Adam Levine became a mentor of yours, somebody who discovered you and I guess signed you to a label. So how did that come about when you were only 19?
Yeah, he heard a song that I wrote and he literally wrote me an email and was like, I don't have a label, but I'll start one if you'll be on it. So he really started my career. It was a wonderful experience. I got to tour with Maroon 5 a bunch. I used to sing the Christina Aguilera part on moves like Jagger every night. I'd come out and do that. And I learned so, so much from that whole experience.
A lot of pressure, I'm sure, you know, being on the big stage when you're only 19.
It was scary.
You know, they play for 50,000 people, you know.
Yeah, I was used to playing like frat parties at school. And then I was like, oops, now we're at Madison Square Garden. Okay.
So tell me about the songwriting process for you. I understand this new album, Barry, is going to be much more personal. There are songs that are, you know, you dug really deep when you wrote these songs, and I think the word aggressive came up in something you said. So tell me about Barry and how this differs from your other material.
Well, so Barry is like part two of my album, and that's just because the record industry, my label just wanted to separate it for the sake of, that's just like, you know, you get to spread out the attention, basically. Part one came out last year, and this is the second half, and eventually it will live all together as one album. So it is a continuation of that last half that I put out last year, which, just like you said, very personal. I don't really know how to write a song that's not really personal. I've tried, and it never really works for me. It's like the point of art, in my opinion, is to express the human experience. And so for me, that means writing about my life. And it's always been a way, even since I was a kid writing poems, it's always the way that I kind of figured out how I felt. So I think on Barry, you will hear me figuring out how I feel, which is a super vulnerable thing. It always happens. I write these songs like in a cave in my mind alone. And then I'm about to put them out and I'm like, whoa, why am I doing, can I swear on this? Maybe not. I was just like, oh my God. Why am I putting out this secret to the whole world? So it's very personal. Yeah.
All right. We're talking with Rozzy, who's on the show, and the new album is called Barry. When does it come out?
April 22nd.
Ooh, big day. April 22nd. Yeah. Circle that on your calendars. Yeah. Would you do a song for us?
I would love to.
What's the song you're going to do?
So this song is the first single from Barry that we actually just put out a couple weeks ago, and it's called Flow. I wrote it sitting right here, actually, in this exact spot during like lockdown with my friend Eric Leva on Zoom. And it's a love song about my boyfriend. It's, again, very personal, just right into my life.
All right. Yeah. Well, here's Rozzy. And what's the name of the song?
Flow.
Flow on Border Crossings.
You're so hot it hurts. I've never said those words. When you're in your white t-shirt, I'm like,
don't stop. Both hands on my face, makes my skin break out for days. Pray we don't fade away. It's that teenage thing I never had that would have ended bad before the time it takes to see love ain't just hate walking out the door. Thank God I didn't meet you 10 years ago. 'Cause now I know I'm ready to flow. Stay steady, I see you. With your head down low, I won't sink this boat. I'm ready to flow, flow, baby. I'm ready to flow. Yeah, yeah. These days, don't follow. I just hang with you instead. Champagne in bed, hey, hey, yeah. These days, the world is burning down outside, but I feel lucky all the time. 'Cause you're mine, you're mine, you're mine. Hey, thank God I didn't meet you 10 years ago. 'Cause now I know I'm ready to flow. Stay steady, I see you. With your head down low, I won't sink this boat. I'm ready to flow, flow, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that teenage thing I never had. Did bad before the time it takes to say love ain't just hey walking down the door. Thank God I didn't meet you 10 years ago. 'Cause now I know. Get lonely, bash. Won't be no roller coaster. I'm coasting. Give me all your emotions. I'm not a door that's closing. This ain't no roller coaster. I'm coasting. With you. I'm only with you. I'm only with you. I wanna flow, flow, flow.
That's Rozzy, and the song is called Flow here on Border Crossings, and that's a song about her boyfriend. Does your boyfriend appreciate being sung about for the world to hear?
Yes, he does. He's an artist himself. He's an incredibly talented artist, so I think he understands the process, thank God, because I write all about him all the time. So
yes. What would you say would be the most interesting place that you wrote about, or a subject? I mean, do you ever write about a family member or a classmate, yeah, or things like that? So tell me, yeah, about this.
You know, actually, maybe this next song I'm going to sing is a good example. I wrote this about somebody I used to work with who, I don't know if he ever really knew that I wrote this about him, because it doesn't put him in the best light, to be completely honest. He just, it's a song about, you know, I found like I would kind of get frustrated with him, or he'd do something that would be wrong, and I would tell him that was wrong, and his reaction would be like, you need to calm down, you're being so intense, you're being so, you know, dramatic, and he kind of couldn't handle any emotion for me that wasn't super soft and gentle, despite the fact that he might have a range of emotions all the time. And so I wrote this about him, and it was when we still worked together, so I couldn't tell him that it was about him. And I don't know, we don't work together anymore. I don't know if he ever knew. But that's one, you know, sometimes it can be tricky. Like I said, I write really personal songs, and sometimes I have to have a conversation with people because it ends up being, I'm not just telling about my life, I'm telling about their life, and that can be a little tricky.
Yeah. And I see you drew from people like Stevie Nicks and Beyonce. You got some inner strength and courage from those artists.
Yes, I love, I'm just like a massive fan of music in general. So I can kind of list my heroes. It would take me all day, you know, but yeah, Stevie Nicks, you know, Beyonce, Ariana Grande, Aretha Franklin, Lauryn Hill, Amy Winehouse. I love these, just like you said, voices of strength. And even more than that, vulnerability, you know, artists who really share their personal experiences with, and I think that takes a lot of courage.
Would you do another song for us?
I would love to. Yes.
What's this one called? And tell us
the story. I was talking about. It's called Madman. And it's that one that I wrote about, that guy I used to work with. And it's really just for anybody who's felt like, shamed for their emotions or felt like their emotions were minimized. You know, anyone who's been told to calm down when they had no need to calm down. this is for them.
All right. Here's Rozzy.
Damn right I'm upset. Why am I apologizing? You're the one that messed up. But here I am compromising. You're so quick to criticize, showing me your angry eyes. I take it. But if I stand up for anything to you, it's just me being mean. I hate it. No, I'm not a monster. Sometimes I get mad, and I won't speak softer just cause I'm be the way you think I should be. You don't like when I'm honest, just wanna hear me say I'm sorry. You love to put it on blast, but I'm a bitch to fight you back. I show it. Oh, yeah. You only want me sugar sweet. What's good for you ain't good for me. You know it. Yeah, yeah. I'm a girl in the girl, don't get mad. No, no, I'm not a monster. Sometimes I get mad, and I won't speak something. Oh, no, just cause I'm a girl and you don't think a girl should get mad. I'm a target. I found it, I hide it. sometimes I get mad. No, sometimes I am mad. Yeah.
That's Rozzy here on Border Crossing. She has a brand new EP. It's coming out in April, and it's called Barry. Why did you pick the name Barry for your new EP?
Oh, okay. Here's the truth. So, like I said, my boyfriend is an artist. He's a brilliant actor, and he's also a brilliant musician, and he and his brother have a band, and they were going to call their album Barry. And I love that title so much. And the reason is because they grew up in this house on Barry Avenue. And that's where I spent basically all of quarantine, because I was kind of in their little pod. And I loved the title so much that before I decided to steal it, I wrote a song called Barry that you will eventually hear on the album. And I couldn't get the idea out of my head. And I finally had to like be like, I'm so sorry, but can I have the name for my album? And they let me have it, but I just 100% stole it from them. I can't believe they let me take it, but they're going to have to name their album something else now. Yeah. So that's the deal.
And you've got music on the album produced by Nile Rodgers, which is,
yes,
he's a legendary producer.
Yes. Yeah. That was a dream like? Come true.
What really was it like working with him?
Yeah. The funny thing is we've never met in person again, cause it's like a quarantine, you know, we finished it in COVID. I sent him a song. He loved it. And we just kind of became like phone friends. Like we would just call each other and talk about it. And we worked on one song. It wasn't quite right. So I sent him this other one that he co-produced. It's called Consequences. It's on the album. And he does this like raging guitar solo at the end that is just so epic. Cause obviously Nile, he can do anything. Mm. And he started off just like the tasteful, like cool guitar parts throughout the song. And he's like, Rozzy, let me ask you a question. What do we think about a crazy solo? And I was like, yeah, are you kidding? I have Nile Rodgers on my song, please. So it's awesome. He like plays the hell out of it. It's amazing.
Wow. So you, I imagine you got a lot of favorite songs on the new EP. You want to tell us some of your favorites?
It's really hard to choose. You know, I have this song that opens up the EP. It's called I Guess I'm the Bad Guy Now. And I think the reason why that one feels special to me right now is I forgot about it. I wrote it a long time ago and I loved it at the time. And then years went by, life changed, and I kind of forgot all about it until the last minute I was putting together the record and I was like, oh my God, maybe that song deserves a second life. And kind of in the final hour, I had to re-sing it and we redid all the stuff, went through 100 mixes. It was like down to the hour to get it turned in. And we finally got it in. And I think, I have my suspicion is that knowing my audience, and I think I know them pretty well, I think it's going to be one of their favorites. So I'm excited about that one. It's again, super vulnerable, but a little bit of I've never really told the story that I tell in that song. It's a new point of view.
Now, would you do another song for us?
I would love to. Yes. This is the song I wrote for my best friend, Taddy, as you said. Mm-hmm. She is like all my songs. This is just another true story for my life. She is my very real best friend. We lived together for years. And when she finally moved out, it was like the end of an era. And so I wrote the song for us because I think we were both sad and I just thought it would be fun to laugh and like kind of make light of the nostalgia basically. And I honestly never thought I'd put it out because it's so specific to us, but then I would play it live to embarrass her at my shows. And the president of my label was like, that's your single. So it became my single. And this is the song I sang on Dollface and it's called Best Friend Song.
Best Friend Song. Here's Rozzy.
I want to go to a party and only talk to you. I'll stay at home on our phones maybe for an hour or two. When I'm kind of sick of everyone but you. Let's go to Sheryl Crow karaoke, it's all I want to do. If I was ever gonna get a tattoo, I want to get a hammer to match you. You and me, Teddy, and wrote a best friend song for for my best friend. Hey, if you say you wanna do some mushrooms, I'll take what you give me, cause I trust you. With you, go and me in San Diego, the best friend song for my best friend. You were there when I cried over what's his name again. Pick me up, I was drunk, still a mess at 3. You hit me with your tough lips. It was kind of mean, but true. That's why I call you my sister. It's not just cause I look like you. There's no one else I'd rather waste my time with. If I was ever gonna get a tattoo, I wanna get a heart to match you. You, you and me in San Diego, the best friend song for my best friend. Hey, if you say you wanna do some mushrooms, I'll take what you give me, cause I trust you. With you, you and me in San Diego, the best friend song for my best friend. I wanna get ever hot to match you. With you, you and me in San Diego, the best friend song for my best friend. And if you say you wanna do some mushrooms, yeah, I'll take what you give me, cause I trust you. With you, you and me in San Diego, best friend song, it's you.
Border Crossing, best friend song. That is Rozzy, who is joining us here on Border Crossing's tremendously talented actress, singer, songwriter. Now, you said you had a few roles and you're looking at maybe some more roles in acting. Tell me what you're going to read for next. I want to know. Give us the scoop. What script are you looking at?
I have no idea. I mean, really, I love you calling me an actress because I feel like you're manifesting my future for me, but it's I'm barely an actress. All my TV roles I only got because I also sang in them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
But I'm going to take your words and make them true, and hopefully I'll have something very soon to report on.
What would be your dream role, and who would you want to star with?
Oh my goodness. I'm a big Jennifer Lawrence fan. I think who isn't, I guess.
Yes.
I just think she's so talented and funny and heartbreaking and kind of has all the dimensions. So she's kind of an idol of mine, I would say. Yeah,
she's very real. I like Jennifer Lawrence because she doesn't know no airs. She's not pretentious. She's in your, she is take her or leave her. That's how she is.
Exactly.
Like Kat Dennings is the same way. I mean, you know, did something with Kat. She's very here I am. This is
here
me.
Here I am. Yeah, and you know, I think I relate to that as a musician. I think that's in a lot of ways the kind of music I make is like that. So it's I feel more connected to those kind of artists in every field, basically. Mm-hmm.
If somebody came to you and said, Rozzy, you got to pick songwriting or singing, one or the other, which are you going to pick?
That is awful, but I think singing.
Singing, great.
It would be horrible, but singing is my favorite feeling in the world. So.
You have a beautiful voice. You really do.
Thank you so
much. I love your music. I love the new EP. It's called Berry. Make sure you get a copy and check out, Rozzy when she's on tour this year. Now, you are going internationally, or is this going to be a U.S. tour?
U.S. for now. Hopefully international soon. I would love to do that, but U.S. for now.
And where do you want to play internationally? What's on your list when you tell
I
your
peeps? I would love to play, in the U.K. I would love to play anywhere in Europe, really. I also would really love to go to, like, South America. I think that would be really fun. I don't know if I have any fans there, but I would sing on the street if they let me. I'll sing anywhere. So
well, I'm sure you have millions of views, on the internet.
Yeah.
So did you ever imagine one day millions? Could you fathom the number millions?
It's awesome. I mean, it's crazy. I think, my my Spotify monthly listeners crossed to over the 500,000 a month line a couple weeks ago. And that really meant, and listen, there's plenty of artists who have more than that, but it really meant something to me. Cause I was like, those people consistently are coming back to listen to my music. And that is the only thing I've ever wanted, really, is to connect with people that way. So it is definitely surreal.
And it just, well, it's great to connect with you today. And you know, now that the COVID thing is coming to an end, maybe we can get you in the studio when you're on tour and you come to DC. You know, we'd love to have you live in the studio. That would be great.
I love DC. My cousins live in DC. I love it there.
So. There you go. Well, you have an open invitation when you're back in the DC area, visiting family or performing. Come by VOA and visit us. We'd love to meet you in person.
Would love to.
Do anything you want to say to the troops or to our worldwide audience that are tuned in?
Just all these songs you can listen to wherever you listen to music, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever. You just look up Razzi, R-O-Z-Z-I, on social media. You'll find me, and would love to stay in touch.
And what's your website again?
ThisIsRazzi.com.
ThisIsRazzi.com. She is Razzi. Thanks for watching Border Crossings. The new EP is Barry. I'm Larry London. Stay tuned to Border Crossings on VOA Television.